Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 flights of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Nothing.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. Coming up on the show today, NFL reporter Kostaki Economopoulos, plus Chick's Emo Phillips impression. Right after this from the late Tim Wilson.
There's 8 of us in a Jim Walter home. They got Joe Janes and my chromosomes, but these young'uns are about to drive me out of my skull. They lost their minds and you lost your looks. You think I've slept with the telephone book, but to tell you the truth, I'm only halfway through the queue. And if you try to save this marriage again, I kill you. You're louder than an outboard, Evan Rude. You got us living on Little League food. You're cooking corn dogs for a 35-year-old man. And you've been laying around like I'm a nurse's aide. I ought to draw checks from Medicaid. You laid on the sofa till your butt turned black and blue. And if you try to save this marriage again, I kill you. Honey, call your lawyer, get him on the phone. Y'all can split everything that I own. Divorce is rough and there's hell to pay, but we don't own anything anyway. Since you turned me into the Internal Revenue. And if you try to save this marriage again, I kill you. Honey, call your lawyer, tell him everything. Man, that fat lady sure could sing. Take the darn house and I wish you luck. There's a Hooter girl waiting in the pickup truck. She's a 38D and she just turned 22. And if you try to save this marriage again, I kill you.
Oh, yeah.
We know what you need. Here's another healthy dose of Bob and Tom Extra.
Chick McGee is across the way at the sports desk. Ace Cosby is our engineer.
Hello, friends.
This is Tom speaking. The lady of the house is the lovely Christy.
Hi, everybody.
Lee. Hi, Christy. And we have, I think, my fingers are crossed here. I think we have Kostaki Economopoulos joining us right now. Kostaki, can you hear me okay?
Were your fingers crossed that you hope to connect with me?
Yes. Well, that we were having a minor technical issue.
And, okay.
Sounds good. Sounds pretty good. Are you in your bathroom?
No. Is it echoey?
It's a little bit echoey.
Oh.
Why don't you put a towel over your head? See if that
I
helps.
Got pillows and things. I've been improving this every week. I thought I had it all sorted out here.
Now, are you in Los Angeles, California?
Yes, sir. Okay. Yes, sir.
Okay. Good to know. Are you? Wearing,
it's early.
You wearing pajamas right now?
No, but we just got matching pajamas, the family and the dog.
Oh, nice.
That could lead to a photo at some point.
Yeah, I did a thing a couple years ago with a pajamagram. I got the Santa Claus suit pajamas. In fact, my little girl, one of them was wearing them last night. Hilarious. It was the greatest. Everybody standing there in the lobby of the hotel wearing their pajamas. Highly
That's
recommended
great.
From Pajamagram. This is not a commercial, just a true story. So right now, what do you have on?
Right now, I've got a button down shirt and jeans. I'm like dressed for work.
Okay,
he disappoints you, doesn't he? You want him to say I'm in my boxer shorts with nothing else on.
It would just be funnier.
Okay,
I mean, like whenever Allie Breen calls, all she's wearing is panties. If that.
Well, that's way more interesting.
Makes that segment a lot more.
When I was at the gym, I was at the gym this weekend, but I didn't take tennis shoes or shorts. So I worked out in a bathing suit and hiking boots and black socks.
Oh, that's a good look.
Wow. Yeah.
We've all been there.
No, we have not all been there.
You hillbilly. Well, I forget you're from Georgia.
Kostaki, right. Some big things going on in the NFL.
Indeed.
Can we begin with your Falcons?
Sure.
Not a lot of
No, I thought we were going to begin with this.
Extra.
The new quarterback for the Washington Redskins, Mark Sanchez, has not broken his leg.
Yeah.
Not yet.
Yet.
No. That's right.
It's brutal.
Okay.
That should Mark Sanchez playing in the NFL should be the beginning, middle, and end of Colin Kaepernick's argument to the NFL.
Yeah, maybe.
I'd like to thank the Georgia Bulldogs for taking my mind off the Falcons for half a second. That was a nice
game.
3 hours.
Man, that
oh,
was
my
a
goodness.
Great game. Yeah.
We're number five. Who was in charge of the Falcons offense on Sunday, out of curiosity? The mayhem guy from the commercial? Is that what happened?
You mean the guy who set his car on fire by parking over hot coals from the tailgate?
That's a good metaphor for the Falcons offense.
Okay.
Their left guard had a tough day, too. He couldn't even block a dude on Facebook. That's bad, right?
That's bad.
That's my team.
That is not good.
Let's move on to the Packers, shall we? The Packers took a stand against McCarthyism this week.
They sure did. Same state and everything.
Yeah, that's right. That yellow and green scare fired their head coach. Are you now or have you ever been wasting Aaron Rodgers' talent? unlike the Chiefs, the Packers didn't wait to see the tape, so that's good. McCarthy replaced by Philbin for half a second. I got excited. Regis is going to coach the Packers.
Oh, you guys got to go out there and win this game.
It's going out of my mind.
It's out of control.
It's out of control. That's
I had
phrase.
To work with Kathy Lee Crosby for 20 years.
Yeah. It's out of control
Kathy,
is the better phrase.
Kathy Lee Gifford.
Whatever her name is.
Mike McCarthy, Kareem Hunt, and Jeff Sessions. It's going to be a weird line at the unemployment office this week. That's all I'm saying. McCarthy's coaching this season is the worst thing to happen in Wisconsin since the Avery family moved there. That's a good reference.
Podcast joke.
Yeah, maybe. We got to do this. The Texans won their ninth in a row. That's a Phillip Rivers level streak. Who's with me? Phillip Rivers
ninth.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Ninth child.
Ninth. Wow.
What did he say about it, Chick?
He says he wants 10, and they said, well, why don't you just have 11 and have a team? And he goes, oh, no, I'm going to be the quarterback. So
you kind of love the guy.
What a nut.
That's the right answer.
Yeah.
That's a
great
game.
I guess. Great game.
What's the new kid's name? Overflowing Rivers? Three Rivers would have been good 6 kids ago. 9 Rivers kids. That's a lot of tributaries.
It sure is.
Hey, Kostaki, speaking of names.
Yeah?
Did you see the Southwest Airlines story? I guess it was the receptionist or one of the clerks or something. At
receptionist.
What do you call the gate attendant? Thank you very much. That's more accurate.
Yeah, all right.
The gate attendant. Apparently, this lady's walking by her kid, and she laughs because the kid's name is literally A B C D E.
Yeah, absolutely.
And she laughed at it, which of course you'd laugh at it because it is funny. And she goes, no, it's pronounced absidy. And then she wrote the airline and now they're apologizing.
Yes, right.
Can you imagine? By the way, the kid's middle name is 12345. There goes that for my password.
Ugh. Yeah, worst security codes ever.
As I said before, it reminds me of people get tattoos on their face. Then you look at them and they go, what are you looking at?
Yeah, right.
I don't know, maybe the Hitler tattoo in your face. I don't know.
I find that women do that with their breasts, too, Tom.
Yeah. They put them out there. They walk around with them.
Oh, boy.
Okay. You can email me directly, everyone. Yeah.
Baby, it's cold outside.
I'll get to that.
9 kids. That's my point. Even the Octomom is like, WTF, that's a lot of kids.
The Octomom.
Haven't heard about
the Octomom.
How's she doing, by the way?
You don't hear much about her anymore.
Comedy much anymore,
no,
yeah.
No. I bet she's all stretched out, right? She'd have to be. Her belly,
wow.
Right?
No, but I mean, is she paying for this?
Can't sit in front of a fan. Probably can't.
Sit
in front of a fan.
No, sounds like a jug band.
Sorry.
9 kids. Everyone knows Rivers needs better protection. That's a lot of kids. Rivers does more multiplying than Carl Sagan. You see what I'm doing here? What's the wife's nickname? Clown Car Rivers?
Wait, an
NFL player, he has 9 kids with 1 mom. He's like a unicorn, this guy. This is a crazy miracle. And here's the least necessary fact of all time. They're Catholic.
Yeah.
Who would have guessed?
Yeah.
I love this story. Adam Thielen got into a shouting match with Bill Belichick. I'm like, great. Now he's got to beat Belichick in a fiddle contest to save his soul.
Hey, Kostaki, we've been talking about who would win a fight between the Beatles and Led Zeppelin. Now, this is,
I voted on that. I say Zeppelin.
Me too.
When they're both at full strength. And then, okay, you voted on that already? Well, then I'm putting up a new one. Who would win a fight between ABBA and the Atlanta Falcons?
Oh.
Now you're just being mean.
Yeah.
That's my specialty. I think I'm starting to agree with Dean. I think the Beatles versus Led Zeppelin in a fist fight, I think the Beatles would win. I think Bonzo's got game, maybe Plant a little bit. I don't think John Paul Jones and Jimmy Page are going to be very effective.
Is it just the still photos? They look like badasses. They're not really tough in real life.
But Jimmy Page is a tiny little guy.
Yeah, it's like the Falcons team photo, you know. And
thank you.
John Lennon's not going to fight, though, out of principle.
That's what I said.
John back in the day was he was a badass.
I don't know
he
that he's ever
a lot.
A badass.
Right.
Oh, yeah, he was. Yeah. He had a real weird sense of humor. And, I think so.
Well, so does Emo Phillips. You could beat him in a fight.
As a matter of fact,
that's a good
specific. To beat up Emo Phillips.
If we're gonna do Emo Phillips,
take on Emo Phillips,
in Emo Phillips, I would take almost anyone against Emo. To tell you what,
come on, Emo, let's do this.
Well,
let's
now,
think
just
of a comedian
moment.
That Emo could beat up. This will be a fun
man,
game.
Man, I don't know. Eddie Deason,
a kitten.
Well, the one I know I can't say because it would be very inappropriate. I take it back. Let's just move on. Sorry. I blame.
Fun game though. I want to return to this game later.
Sorry.
Tom Brady eclipsed 1,000 rushing yards in the last game. Took him forever to get there. Probably the Uggs. That's probably why. It's not a.
They stopped the game, Kostaki.
They
stopped
that?
The game to celebrate. I think the commissioner was there. It was ridiculous.
He knew it, too. You can see on his face.
Why not highlight one of the best players in the history of the game? Why not highlight the moment?
Yeah. I don't like him.
Too good.
There you go.
I don't like it.
Your
it's
response
me
to
too
that?
Much pain. I tell you what, in my next life, I'm going to pick a much worse team to root against. It's been a tough 15 years.
Bless your heart.
Where do you stand on conjugal visits, Kostaki?
I'm for them. Can I get one?
Uh-oh.
Wait a minute. You've got magic pajamas. Come on.
The baby's a handful.
Oh, yeah. Used to do that.
The baby and the thing. And the... Yeah.
Matching pajamas scream, there's a guy who's getting laid.
Yeah. Well, he does what she says. So
right. Did you hear our story about El Chapo?
El Chapo? No. Yeah.
You know who El Chapo is, don't you?
I don't think I do.
Oh, sure you do.
The drug lord that's being tried in New York?
Oh, he's a defensive back for the Jets.
No.
Yeah.
I just assumed he was some actor from the 40s.
That's a safe assumption.
That's a good assumption there.
No, I think you're thinking of Cotton Floss.
Oh, God.
A famous from...
You just can't help yourself.
From Around the World in 80 Days.
I think he won Best Supporting Actor.
Yeah, and then he went on to develop a product that really never took off.
Similar to thong underwear?
No, El Chapo.
Ladies, are you tired of gummy residue?
All right. El Chapo is the alleged drug lord. Remember the guy that? Remember the thing where he escaped on the motorbike in the tunnel? No? Do you ever get beyond the sports page? You crack open a newspaper now and then, don't you?
It's a fair question.
Remember this? Don't you guys remember this? They have a video of him going to the corner of his room,
remember.
And all of a sudden he's underground on a mini bike or something.
Right.
Apparently, the former president of Mexico wants him to get conjugal visits. So it's that kind of humorous. And by the way, his nickname El Chapo Kostaki comes from the fact that they don't give him any lotion.
That doesn't sound true.
See, Chicken's Doggy.
I think that's right.
As Josh once said, I need the friction. Okay, yes. I'll just do his old act. Kostaki, where are we on our sports show? I forgot.
Well, I don't know. Let's do a couple more jokes. The Giants Nickelback is worse than the band Nickelback. That's not good.
The band Nickelback is fine. Why does everyone pick on them?
You like the rock star song?
Awful.
No, they're not.
That's lazy thinking.
Tell me what you want.
It's the go-to,
that song.
Right? I think that happens sometimes in life. That something becomes the go-to.
Yeah, like right. Poor Dane Cook. What did he ever do?
Dane Cook is the perfect example. Right. Dane Cook tears the roof off the place. He's good at what he does, for sure.
Good for
him. Yeah, I agree. In soccer action, the Jaguars beat the Colts 2-0.
That was the worst game in history.
Yes.
Ending with a terrible call.
Yeah,
well,
that's why.
Right. Terrible play call.
As you said, that's why they lost.
Yeah. I know what we'll do. We'll get 5 yards closer and then do the Hail Mary.
Yeah, why don't we just throw a Hail Mary?
Agreed.
Or two
bad
Hail
call,
Mary.
Yeah. Bad call, yes. The Colts got blanked. That joke's not censored. That's their actual score. Although they did kind of blank themselves. The Colts got no points. Me neither. I didn't even play. All right.
Yeah, that's right. You scored just as many as a... Okay.
Once again, our survey, ABBA versus the Falcons. ABBA winning.
ABBA.
Oh, boy. It's not ABBA.
It's ABBA.
It's ABBA.
How about Emo Phillips against the Falcons? Who wins that?
Well, just by sheer numbers, I suppose.
Emo Phillips. Give that one a hilarious choice.
Let's not get carried away here.
Emo has some of my favorite jokes of all.
Oh, he's one of the finest joke writers ever.
Yeah. Oh, he's,
I
yeah,
don't
he's,
like grandmother. Well, just shut up and keep digging.
That's a pretty good emo.
I would like to tell you. One time I would.
Stop talking like that.
Emo's tall, though. He's got a good reach.
I just got back from Cuba.
Nice.
They have. It's like Spanish, but they have fewer words for luxury items. Everyone can do emo.
Love emo.
You guys are doing a great job of it.
I'm sorry, Kostaki.
You know why he talks like that?
Why?
When he was married to Judy Tenuta, he didn't want to wake her.
It's like, just try to sneak around the house.
Should I get my accordion?
No, Judy.
No, Jesus.
I'm going over to Gilbert's house for some peace and quiet.
Did you ever notice why?
We're getting toward the closer, Kostaki.
Oh wow, I can't top this. This is the hardest I've laughed in a long time. I'm enjoying the hell out of this. I could sit and listen to you guys do emo.
So
what kind of a name?
There's
is
a baby.
Kostaki,
there's a baby sleeping somewhere not too far from you right now. Of course. So
that's true.
Are you in
a
the
whole different floor though?
We're, are you in the bathroom? Are you in the bathroom with the door locked?
No, I'm in the. We have an actual home now. We have room.
Kostaki, you know as well as I do.
Home.
There's nothing you can say. From I don't know why he called me from a locked bathroom. I don't know why he does
that's,
that.
That's what happened. Now.
Kostaki, he said the other day, we are just cartoons.
No, none of
we're
us
cartoon characters. Kostaki,
none of us
world.
Have homes or nope. bills or cars or anything.
We are just living. Cartoons.
We just show up for him, and he shoves his hands up our asses and moves our mouths, and here we are.
There is some truth to that. Like,
yes,
when you're a teacher at the grocery store, you're like, I didn't know you were a real person.
Yeah. What are you getting food for?
Sure.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
Hey, I'm Chris Van Vliet. Go behind the scenes and beyond the headlines with the biggest names in pro wrestling and beyond.
Mr. Sandman.
All I ever wanted to be was a pro wrestler. So I got to live my life
and make people really happy.
The Heartbreak Kid himself, Shawn Michaels.
Do you think there's anybody better than you were?
I think I was great at what I did, and I think other people were great at what they did as well. Greatness is more a mindset, I think, than anything else.
Mindset, motivation, insight with Chris Van Vliet. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.